If we can bow our heads and pray.
Mtsvene makarurama, Ishe Tenzi Jesu Kristu. Mangwanana nasi Ishe munhu mtsvene zvirokwazvo tinouya pamberi pauso hwenyu. Baba munhu mtsvene chiimba pakadzika pemwoyo yedu kuti Ishe makanaka, imi mweya zvirokwazvo Ishe wakanaka. Jehovha pfuura ine pamusoro pedu. Baba makanaka makatendeka ndoshuwe mwoyo yedu kuti mangwanana nasi Ishe munhu mtsvene Tenzi wakururama. Ishe Tenzi samasimba semimba akaimba akati Ishe munhu mtsvene pamunenge muchipfuura baba makanaka. Ishe munhu mtsvene pane vamwe Jehovha musandipfuura baba ndo Ishe munhu mtsvene munyengetero wedu kuti musati pfuura mangwanana nhasi baba munhu mtsvene taurai kwatiri Ishe munhu mtsvene nenzira yakatsaurwa baba munhu mtsvene tauya zvakare kuti tinonzwa kubva kwamuri baba tinoziva kuti Ishe munhu mtsvene zvirokwazvo makapa vimbiso mukati meshoko renyu Ishe munhu mtsvene iro risingakundiki mukati pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita renyu munenge muripo baba munhu mtsvene hatina kushekukadzika baba munhu mtsvene kuti muri pano mangwanana nhasi nekuti shoko renyu nderema zvirokwazvo tinoti Ishe munhu tine zururai meso edu baba tikwanise kuona imi tikwanise Ishe munhu mtsvene kunzwa kureva kweshoko renyu baba munhu mtsvene tigobva Ishe kururama sevarume vaya vakanga vachienda kuEmmaus Ishe munhu mtsvene vakati muyede haina kutsvaira apa anga achitaura nesu baba tinotarira kwamuri Jehovha Ishe kururama tichiziva kuti rubatsiro rwedu runobva kwamuri imi makasika denga nenyika Jehovha tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu tinoti uyai Ishe munhu mtsvene mukati meshumiro ino baba mtsvene muzodze kuparidzwa kweevhangeri muzodze Ishe munhu mtsvene nzeve imwe neimwe baba makanaka tikwanise kunzwa kubva kwamuri Ishe wokururama tinozvikumikidza mukati meruoko rwenyu chiti Ishe kuda kwenyu kwe kunoitwa mbiri yose nokudzwa tikozvidzosa kwamuri pataisa zvese kwamuri chikumbira zvese nokutenda musara Tenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu amen and amen amen tokwasana zvakare mangwanana nhasi musara Tenzi Jesu Kristu
greet one another this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
mufaro wangu kunge ndiri pano mangwanana nhasi
it's my joy to be here this morning
nyange ndanga ndisikatarisiri kuti ndinge ndakamira pano
despite that I was not expecting to be standing before you
amen asi takakumirwa ndimire pamuka
I believe I'm just standing in the gap
sikutaura kwandosiita mazuva ese
just like I always say
ngationa takamira pana
that when you find us standing before you
yeah nokuti pastor anenge asi
we just do that because the pastor is not available
saka ni mangwana nasi mfaro wangu
So this morning it's my pleasure
mira pamberi pauso wenyu
just to stand before you
chizo atesetava chitarisira
knowing that we all had expectation
kwete kubvana kune muparidzi
not expecting from the preacher
asi kubva kuna mwari
but expecting from the lord
kuti mwari vakatendeka pavimbiso yeshoko ravo
because god is faithful on the promise of his word
yes pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita rangu
he says where two or three are gathered in my name
ndinenge ndiripo pakati pavo
I will be there in their midst
saka nokaenda usina kuona mwari
so peradventure you end up going home without seeing god
chinenge chiri chikonzero chako iwewe
the fault is squarely on you
Amen. Nokuti mwari vari pano.
Because God is here.
Amen. Havasi pano nokuti brother Ngwarati vari pano.
God is not here because brother Ngwarati is here.
Havasi pano nokuti madikoni ari pano.
God is also not here because the deacons are here.
Asi vari pano nokwevimbiso yeshoko ravo.
He is here because of the promise of his word.
Yakati pane vaviri kana vatatu.
That were two or three are gathered.
Vanotenda muzita rangu.
Believing in my name.
Umwe wacho ndiwe.
And one of those three
Amen.
Is you.
Saka na una chikonzero.
So you have no reason
chokuinda usina kuona
mwari. To go back home without
una chikonzero.
You have no reason
chokuinda usina kunzwa kubva kuna mwari.
To go back without hearing from God.
Nokuti hauna kuuya kuzonzwa kubva kune munhu.
Because you didn't come to hear from a man.
Wauya kuzobva kuzwa kuna mwari.
You came to hear from the Lord.
Asi mwari uyu.
And this God.
Amen. Profita akatidzidzisa.
The prophet taught us.
Ndanzi nguva dzose paakaratidzwa.
That every time when he was made manifest.
Akanga ari kuseri kwechidzitiro.
He was hidden behind the veil.
Amen. Each time when God was revealed.
Nguva yose Mwari vavaisiratidzwa.
He was hidden behind a veil.
Vanga vakavanzwa seri kwechidzitiro.
So it takes the same God.
Nokudaro zvotoredzera Mwari umwe chete.
Whom you believe in.
Uyo wauri kutenda maari.
To reveal himself.
Kuti azvizarure.
Behind a veil.
Abude seri kwechidzitiro.
Each and every moment. Each and every moment
nguva yese yese
he is behind a veil
anenge ari seri kwechidzitiro
amen amen let us see god
ngationei mwari
amen we see god
tinoona mwari
in his people
muvanhu vake
we see god
tinoona mwari
in his creation
muzvisikwa zvake
because they are giving testimony
nekuti zviri kupa chapupu
of who god is
chekuti mwari ndiani
amen so we are so thankful this morning
nokudaro tine mufaro mangwana nano
please just forgive me
Mondiregerera
Amen I see my old self ndakutozviona, which I have told myself I don't want to be, ndichidzokera kumunhu wakare uya wandakamboti handidi kunge ndiri, is to keep you standing, anongoti murambe makamira. Amen. I'm seeing that I was going back to that again. Ndakaona ndakutodzokera kunhu wangu wakare. I don't want to keep you standing for the next 1 hour, handidi kuti murambe makamira kwe hour rinotera, before we even read the word, sataverenga shoko. While we are standing, takamira, can we just open our Bibles, tizarure mabhaibheri edu. Amen. To the book of First Kings. Amen. First Kings chapter 19. We'll read from verse 9.
1 Madzimambo 19, verse 9.
Amen.
If we found the place, we might read.
And he came thither, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9 to 13.
1 Madzimambo 19, verse 9 to 13.
And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah?
Akapinda mpo mubako akagarapo. Zvino shoko raJehovha rakasvika kwaari rikati, unobateiko pano Eria?
And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thine covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thine prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
Iye akati, ndakanga ndichishingairira Jehovha Mwari wehondo kwazvo. Nokuti vana vaIsraeri vakarasa sungano yenyu, vakaputsa aritari dzenyu nokuuraya vaprofita venyu nomunondo, ini ndoga ndine hangu ndasara, zvino votsvakazve kundiuraya.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
Iye akati enda undomira pagomo pamberi paJehovah. Zvino Jehovah akapfuurapo mhepo huru ine simba ikapamura makomo ikaputsanya mabwe pamberi paJehovah. Asi Jehovah akanga asiri mumhepo. Mhepo yakati yapfuura kudengenyeka kwenyika kukavapo. Asi Jehovah wakanga asiri mukudengenyeka kwenyika.
And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice.
Kudengenyeka kwenyika kwakati kwapfuura, moto ukatevera. Asi Jehovha akanga asiri mumoto, moto wakati wapfuura, kufefetera kwakadzikama kukavapo.
And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, what dost thou here, Elijah?
Zvino Eria wakati achizvinzwa akafukidza chiso chake nenguyo yake akabuda akandomira pamuromo ibako. Ipapo izwi rakasvika kwaari rikati, unobateiko pano Eria?
Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
Vakomborere kuverengwa kushoko ravo.
Amen. May we bow our heads once again.
Tikotamise uso hwedu zvakare.
And pray.
Dear God, we humbly come before your presence. We come just as we are, believing we're coming to you, the Master Potter. Dear God, we want to be molded just the way you want us to be. We might have our own ideas about our own lives, but we want to take your idea about our lives. May you help us this morning. May you help our brother standing before us, just as he has said, Lord Jesus is standing in the gap, but inspire him that we might hear from you. Bless the congregation, bless the preacher, bless everybody. We commit ourselves into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. May you be seated.
God in your passage, shakura pafadzei. We want to thank God again this morning.
Amen. Shakura pataita kuti mufaro wedu unge tiri pano.
Just like we said, it's our joy to be before you.
I always enjoy being back home.
Ndinofarira zvakanyanya kudzoka kumusha.
See Brothers of like precious faith.
Tichiona hamats ne kutenda kwakafanana nekwangu.
To see brothers whom you know they have loved you.
Tino uchiona hama dzaunoziva kuti dzinokuda.
They have supported you.
Hama dzakakutsigira.
They have stood with you all along.
Hama dzakamira newe nguva yose.
Because I know.
Nekuti ndinoziya.
It is not been for the saints.
Kuti dei panga pasina vatsvene.
Maybe I would not be standing here.
Kuti ndingadaisana kubira pano.
But the brothers,
asi hama,
the sisters,
ne hanzvadzi,
have been such a source of encouragement.
Ndo dzakanga dziri chitubu chekurudziro.
In my life as I was going along.
Mukati meupenyu hwangu pananga ndifambira mberi.
So wherever I am.
Saka panga vapapi pandiri.
Amen. Whenever I think of the brothers back home,
ndikangofunga hama dziri kumusha,
it gives me courage to go on.
Zvinondipa kushinga kwekufambira mberi.
It gives me courage to live a life worthy.
Zvinondipa kushinga kundirarama upenyu hwakakodzera.
Of the gospel.
Hwakakodzera
ivhangeri. Because I know wherever I am.
Ndinoziva kuti pese pandiri.
I'm identified with you.
Ndinenge ndichiverengwa pamwe chete nemi.
Whatever I might do.
Chingava chii chandichaita.
Amen. It might reflect positively for you.
Zvinogona kuita kuti imi munzi muri vanhu vakanaka.
Or negatively for you.
Kana kuti imi mugozopedzisira manzi muri vanhu vakaipa.
Amen. But I know.
Asi ndinoziva.
That one thing which I'm representing.
Chinhu chandinonyatsomiririra chaicho.
Is not representing brothers as individuals.
Handizi kumiririra hama sedunga munhu.
But I'm representing Jesus Christ.
Asi ndiri kumiririra Jesu Kristu.
The one who is in one each one of us.
Anova Jesu Kristu ari mukati memumwe nemumwe wedu.
Amen. So I know when I disappoint Christ.
Ndoziva kuti pandinoshungurudza Kristu.
I've disappointed his children.
Ndinenge ndashungurudzawo vana vake.
Because when you become sorrowful.
Nekuti kana imimi mukasuwa.
Because Jesus Christ once said.
Nekuti Jesu Kristu akamboti.
If you hate any one of these little ones.
Kana ukagumbura umwe.
My children.
Wevadiki wevana vangu ava.
Kristu akati hanzi zviri nani kuti usagumbusa ivavo.
And it is prudent that you do not hate them. Because if you bring them to sorrow, it will be better that a millstone will be tied around your neck and you will be thrown into the water. Rather than to make angry any of these children of God. This just demonstrates the value that God places on his children. And we would like to thank God this morning. Just for a small or for a little time.
Amen.
We would like to talk about the scriptures that we've read. These are scriptures that we're all familiar with. These are scriptures that the prophet read.
The prophet read once from these scriptures.
Profita akamboti averenga magwaro iwaya.
Vakaparidza maridzo inonziyo, what dost thou here, Elijah?
Ndokuparidza maridzo inoti unobateiko pano Eria.
Vakabva vaparidza imwe message yainzi, what hearest thou, Elijah?
Ndokuzoparidza futi maridzo yakanzi unonzweiko Eria.
Asi tinotiwa neinspiration yedu kubva mushoko remuprofita panguva pazuva ranhasi.
But we would like to get our inspiration from the word of the prophet. But we want to ask ourselves a question.
Amen. Kuti inzwi ripi ratiri kunzwa isusu.
What voice are we hearing?
Amen. Amen. Nokuti pane manzwi akawanda.
Because there are many voices.
Aripo mukati menyika panguva ino.
Voices that are out in the world at this time.
Zvakawanda zviri kuitika.
There is so many things that are happening.
Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinokwezva vanhu.
And there is so many things that attract people.
Amen. Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinobata vanhu.
And there is so many things that hold people spellbound.
Asi kuti bvunze mubvunzo.
But we want to ask a question.
Kuti isusu zvino tiri pano.
That where are we? Where do we stand?
Inzwi ripi ratiri kunzwa.
Which voice are we hearing?
Kuti toti kunga tiri pano tese.
Because true, we might be all here.
Asi pane zvinhu zvakasiyana zvatiri kunzwa.
But despite being in the same place, We might be hearing different things.
Togonange tiri pano tese.
We might be all here.
Tichiti tiri kuteera shoko renguwa ine kupedzisira.
Believing or assuming that we're following the
Asipani
message of the hour.
Fiana.
But there is different things that we will be hearing. But there will be different things that are motivating each one of us to come.
Amen.
But we know in these last days, the Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mysteries of God will be revealed.
Amen.
So we know we're living in the end times, wherein we heard the voice of the seventh angel.
Amen. Asi kazhinji.
But normally,
we
fail to get an understanding of what the scripture meant when it says the mysteries of God will be revealed. Because the very purpose of the message in this day is not for us to come to church. You know, something that really makes my heart beat when we say we are in the message.
Amen.
What exactly does it mean to be in the message? What does it mean to be in the entire message? Does it mean being so argumentative with the people of from the denomination? Does it just mean that sisters ought to put on long dresses? If you thought that putting on long dresses as a sister, then that means you are in the message. It might be good to know that there are others who started putting on long dresses before this message was preached.
Maybe
you might think that not doing your hair in a certain way, following whatever is the world trend, then that means you are a sister. There are many that are not in this message who do the same, who are more sincere about that, more than those that are in the message. But what does it mean when we say we are in the message?
Amen.
Because in these end times, the prophet came, and the prophet went. But what is it exactly that he was expecting? What is it that he was pointing us to?
Amen.
Because if we miss that, our worship is in vain. That's why today, many times we end up arguing or fussing. We fuss on the way of a Christian life, or the way we do things, or how we dress. But my thinking is those things are not worth the fussing. Because if you are established in Christ from the word go, you don't need someone to follow after you.
Amen.
Because what you will be following, it will be right inside of you. That is what will give you guidance in every decision that you ought to make.
Amen.
It does not need a deacon to be on your case. Neither does it need the pastor to always follow up with you. Because whatever is leading you, it will be right inside of you. That is what will also be in the
pastor.
That's why I say pastor is a gift that is God given.
Amen. Pastor.
Pastor.
It's a gift.
chipo
which God has given to the church
chakapuwa kereke na Mwari
for the perfecting of the church
kuitira kukwaniswa kwekereke
until the church of God
kusvikira kereke ya Mwari
that perfection
yasvika pakukwaniswa.
So the gift of a pastor
nokudaro chipo chomufudzi
is not the man who stands here
sandi munhu anomira panapa,
it's God himself
ndi Mwari pachake.
That's why if you don't come to that realization of how God works, the pastor will stand here from January to December and
you
will never get help because you haven't recognized the way God works. Because whatever God is going to do for you, whatever God is going to bring change in your life,
he
is going to do it according to his program which he has put in the Bible. He has given unto us pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists for the perfecting of the church.
It's
God himself is the minister of Jesus Christ being made manifest in different individuals. But it's for you to recognize this God whom we are following, how he operates. That's why, brother, sister,
you
don't take lightly what the pastor says. When the pastor is rebuking you of something, it's not him. Amen.
Don't think, he says it because he doesn't like
pastor
me.
The
pastor does not like what we do. You are missing the revelation. You are missing the revelation that the Christ you say you are following, how is he enthroned? Or how has he assembled his church? So that it can come to perfection.
Amen. That's why every gift,
it's
given by God. That's why even you, brother, sister, you are here, you sing. Amen. You are here, you play the instrument. It's God who has given that gift for the edification of the church. That's why when you come up and whatever, you play instruments, whatever you do, if you come and you want, it's you to be seen, then you have lost the mark. Because you have to come here. Whatever you do, whatever song you want to sing, check yourself before you stand here. What is your purpose of coming to stand? Is it to be seen? But your purpose has to be, you have to know, God has given you this gift. Amen. For the perfecting of the church. So you have to have a desire. And you say, Lord, as I pray the instrument, let it touch someone. Let it bring someone closer to me. When I stand up to sing, when I'm singing that song, let they not see me, but let they let them get close to thee. Because God is the one who has set all these things in his church with a desire that his children, they come to perfection. That's why each and every gift, it's important in the church. Amen. Amen. Even spiritual gifts, whether it be speaking in tongues, whether it be interpretation of tongues, God has put it in the church. What for? For his church to come to that place where they can be united with him. Because all those things, it's God who wants to be seen. That's why, brother, sister, as we come this morning, there's only one purpose, there's only one desire that we have. It's for Christ to be seen in you. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, the prophet, that time when he saw that vision about the bride, amen, and he told us, he said he saw the bride, amen, moving in step of the gospel, like they were singing onward Christian soldier. Amen. Marching as to war. Amen. But he says when he saw
As the
bride was moving,
going
up, they kind of like were stepping out of way.
And
he cried,
stay
in line.
Amen.
What line? The line of the gospel. The line of the spoken word. Because his desire was for Christ to be seen in the people. That's why, brother, sister, each and every day, time, Brother Branham, one time, in the message, I'm forgetting the title of the message. But he says,
Vanoti,
each and every time,
yese,
when you are preaching,
paridza,
amen, when you preach,
paridza,
it seems people, they get worse and worse.
Paridza,
amen. Amen. He says, you wonder why. Amen. But he says, I've realized that there is another hand which is pointing them somewhere else. Amen. They are looking at some other thing. That's why this morning we are saying, brother, sister, what have you heard? Because Elijah, in the portion we have read, we hear it was after that time when he had slain the prophets of Baal, because the time of Ahab and Jezebel.
Naya Jezebel.
Amen. That swayed all Israel.
Vaganga vakwezvera Israel
to worship idols.
Kuti isvike pakunamata zvinofananidzo.
Israel had come to that place.
Israel yanga yasvika panzvimbo.
Where they forsaken the way of the Lord.
Yekuti vanga vasiya nzira yaMwari.
Amen. And Elijah.
Eria.
Had called for a showdown.
Anga ati uyai paitwe.
Right on Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel.
Amen. Amen. And he said, if God be God,
you
answer by fire. Amen. And they did all the sacrifices. Amen. And at the end of the day, Elijah, he slew all the prophets of Baal. Amen. And Jezebel was after him.
Jezebel, anga a kumuronda.
Where we have read,
he
had gone to hide in a cave.
Amen.
And God found him there. And he says, what are you doing here? He says, I'm jealous. Because thine people, they've forsaken thine way. And now they even seek for my life. Amen. Amen. Because Elijah was so worried about the people of God. Inasmuch as you and me, brother, sister, if you have met up with God, if God is in your life, you get worried. Amen. When you see, amen, the life of the brethren, the life of the sisters, is not standing up to the word, it really hates you. Because you have got a desire. If Christ is in you, remember it's him who died on the cross at Calvary. Amen. He was feeling for the sinner. That's why he went on the cross at Calvary. He wanted to see himself in the believer. But if he's not seeing himself, if he is in you, he groans.
Christ, ari mauri.
Amen. That's why the Bible said at one time,
amen,
go and see, go through the city. Amen. And put a mark on them who groan and sigh because of the evil which is being done in the land. Because when God is in you, you never rest. Amen. Until your brother is at the same level with you. Not the same level with you of driving the same car like you. Not the same level with you of having the same money like you. And it's also not shuvira.
That's not our desire.
And you could shuvira, hama yangu.
We don't long.
We
don't yearn that you might put on a suit like
mine.
I don't yearn that you might have a house exactly like mine. My desire for you is to know Christ.
life in the power of his resurrection, so that you might know Christ, the one who does not change, so that when you don't have bread at your house, all the same, all is well.
Kana usina motikari,
when you don't have a car,
zvinhu zvose zvakaringana,
all will still be well,
nokuti ndiye anoziva,
because he is the one who knows
chinhano chauri machiri,
the condition where you are in right
Amen,
now.
I like the message on Friday.
Ndakafarira maridzo eshanu.
Amen. When God was saying, I know.
Mwari paakati ndiri kuziya.
Amen. I know where thou sittest.
Ndiri kuziya paugere.
Even the seat of Satan.
Pachigaro cha Satan.
Amen. God never said, I'll take you away from there.
Mwari haana kumboti uchabviswa
pamberi pechigaro
che Satan.
Amen. Be patient.
Tsungirira.
Hold on until the end.
Ramba uchitsungirira kusvika kumagumo.
Amen. Because God knows.
Nekuti Mwari vanoziva.
Amen. As even if he knew.
Uye nepapo aiziva.
That man by the pool of Bethsaida.
Kuti murume uyo padziva reBethsaida.
When Jesus passed by.
Jesu paakadarika napo.
That man had been there for 38 years.
Murume uyo anga ari makore 38 ari.
God knew.
Mwari vaiziva.
For 38 years.
Kwemakore 38.
God knew.
Mwari vaiziva.
That man.
Kuti murume
uyo. Was there by the pool of Bethsaida.
Anga ari ipo padziva
reBethsaida. But God was keeping him going.
Changa chimuchengeta ari ipo achirarama. Ndeye kuti mwoyo wake aiziva.
That God.
Kuti Mwari
does not lie containing his promises. He went each and every day by the pool of Bethsaida, because he knew the angel of God at an appointed time
is
going to come and stir the waters. It might not be my time today. I'm looking forward tomorrow. I'm looking forward next week. I'm looking forward next year.
I think
38 years passed. And then Jesus came back. Amen. 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 And when he comes by, he doesn't want you to make complaints. I don't have enough faith. I don't have. No. When his word comes to you, when he speaks to your heart, do you want to stand, to be made whole? Don't say, Lord, I don't have enough faith. You know, like that man, he says, you know, when I want, when the waters are stirred, amen, someone jumps in before me. That's not the question. You are waiting for your time. And when your time comes, open up your ear. Be able to hear when he speaks to your heart, and you'll be able to move out of your condition, because it takes you to be able to hear him speak. Because if you cannot hear him speak, you'll never be able to come out of your condition. Amen. Amen. You needed to have started with him. You needed to have heard that voice. That voice which speaks. When it speaks to you, it brings a change in your life. Amen. That voice,
I have
heard it myself. When I heard that voice, I was never the same again. Amen. Amen. It brings a change. It brings a newness. Because when God speaks to you, amen. My sheep hear my voice. Amen. A stranger they will not follow. When he speaks to you, you recognize that you were in God. He wants you to come back to him. You recognize. Amen. That you cannot continue on in your old life. Because the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, new things come. Then why do we have to worry about you, brother, sister? Amen. To tell you,
the way you should dress,
the way you should live. Because when he comes, he becomes the inside teacher. He becomes the one who leads you. He's the one who gives you conviction. Amen. If there's no conviction about you going with the trend of the things of the world, then we might have a doubt.
Whether you started with him.
Because
if you have started with him,
there
is no way he can leave you. He does not change. Amen.
God does not move in tow to the trends of the world. He moves according to his word. And the way of the word does not change.
Amen.
You hear the prophet saying that people that are in the world,
they love
Susie. We love Susie.
They love Susie. They won't go for Wednesday prayer meeting.
Amen.
Man, just move out. I know in Tukinda service.
You told me that I'm not going for the service.
They love Susie.
When the prophet was talking about we love Susie.
TV yanga ichiri kutanga nguva iyoyo.
TV was in its infancy.
No technology yakanga iripo panguva iyoyo.
The issue of TV was the state of the art technology at that time.
Amen. Prophet Antara Ranzi vanhu vanofarira television.
The prophet was going on about people who love TV. They don't get time to pray. We are in this era. When you read the issue of TV and we love Susan, you can say, I don't mean I don't have television.
As Satan.
But the devil.
Amen. I know.
He's just gone a notch higher.
Amen.
For you.
Amen. What I love Susie.
You say, no, it's not me. I can't be counted with those who loved Susie.
Amen.
But how much time do you spend on your gadget, your phone?
Amen. Uripa Facebook.
On Facebook.
Uripa WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
Asau, hawanikana 1 hour.
But you don't get a single hour
yokuteerera message
to listen to the message.
Have
you even asked or queried that?
That
you spend a long time. You spend a long time. You literally get sunk. You go there, you watch pictures from so and so. You go to that other site, you see videos. You go to that other one.
No entertainment.
That's the modern day entertainment.
Amen.
You've now opened this. You read another joke that is circulating. You open another site, you've seen something else. Not knowing.
2 hours that opera.
2 hours is gone. So what's the difference between you on social media and those watching Love
Susie?
Those that don't go for Wednesday meetings.
You
didn't listen to the word. And when the word is being preached,
very old fashioned.
Then it will be like, no, they're old fashioned. No, they don't understand.
At this old fashioned.
We're not old fashioned.
It's still reading a spoken word.
We're reading the spoken word.
Because
the spirit
in us
is the same spirit that was in the
prophet.
It is
the signs and times.
It is discerning the sign.
Amen.
It is knowing that the devil.
Amen.
That's why the prophet. He preached a message entitled Investments.
Amen. Satan.
Because the devil. He invests in different things.
Amen.
You, for some of you, your argument would be, show me, brother, where the prophet talks about what's up in Facebook.
Amen.
But God, who is in you, he will bring to you a realization. The prophet. Why I love the
message.
When you're reading the message, by the Spirit of God. You don't get worried by so many things. Because you will be seeing how the prophet says it. And everything God, you will understand it. You don't get worried over so many things. When you see people fussing about this, why did they say we can't do this? Why we can't do this? Now they are saying we can't do this. When you realize it takes the pastor to announce explicitly that don't do this, the pastor was hoping that the spirit that is in you will show you that no. True, we have to be happy in church, but we have boundaries. True, we do certain things, but we also have boundaries. But when the pastor realizes we are missing the boundaries, that's when he has to explicitly tell you. But to those with the Spirit of God, they would have caught it already. And they'll be knowing the boundaries.
Amen. Amen.
So our question is, which voice are you listening to?
Amen. Amen. What it turns out as Elijah.
Because we hear that Elijah, when he was in the cave,
amen. And
there was a wind that came.
And it
rent the rocks and amen. Everything. After the wind, there came an earthquake. After the earthquake, there came a fire. But the Bible says God was not in those things.
Amen.
But after hearing a still small voice,
amen.
As a prophet, the prophet, he covered his face with his mantle and he walked to the opening of the cave. And God asked him one more time, what doest thou here, Elijah?
Amen. Amen. And the sure kwe map.
After the wind,
sure kwe, kwe
after the earthquake,
sure kwe, kwe moto.
After the fire,
amen.
But God was not in those things.
Amen. Tiripano amanzvadzi.
We hear, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Nokuti takauya tiripano.
We hear because we care. We hear.
Nokutotenda kuti Mwari.
Because we believe.
Vakatizira nyika isati yavambwa.
That God knew us before the foundation of the world.
Nokutotenda kuti Mwari.
And we also believe.
Vanga vane appointment nesu panguva ino yekupedzisira.
That God had an appointment with us in the end times. But we hear.
Amen. Amen. A lot of things have happened.
Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika.
Amen. Amen. Sure kwekunge tauchira maoko.
Oh yes. After the clapping of hands.
Amen. Sure kwekunge tamusumuka tikaridza muridzo.
After standing up and whistling and ululating.
Sure kwekunge tasumuka tikamhanya tikatenderera.
After rising up, running around all over the place.
Sure kwekunge taita zvinhu zvese zvatinenge taita.
Having done all that.
Amen. Nokuti zvinhu zvinoenderana.
Because those things are associated.
Nepese pana Mwari.
With the presence of the Lord. If you read the Bible, he caused the wind to be there and the fire to be there. But God was not there.
Amen.
But it is God who caused that to happen. So when we stand in the presence of the Lord, so many things happen.
Amen.
We can shout.
Amen.
We can whistle. We can ululate.
Amen.
But having done all that,
amen.
The question is, what voice are you listening to?
Amen.
Because God comes to this place daily. Because it is a joyous occasion to be in church.
Amen.
Just the joy, the emotion is what brings some people to church. Because for some, if the whistling,
the ululating and the shouting are absent, they will feel like there was no God at church. But brothers and sisters, my desire is that after the whistling, after the running up and down, let us remember there is a voice that you must listen to, which talks to you. The voice that brings a change in your life. Because if that voice is absent, your troubles are not going anywhere. The troubles are not leaving the church. The young ones, the youth will remain drowned in the problems. Who would have people shouted in church? They would have shouted. They would have stood up raising their hands when the preacher is preaching. But the missing portion, it is somebody to give themselves time to hear the speaking of the Lord, to hear God talk to your heart, a speaking that brings a change, a speaking that will make it that after the shouting, after the running, you can go forward demonstrating a life that demonstrates Christ. That is the missing thing amongst the believers in this hour. Because they are looking at something else. We're looking at popularity. We want prosperity. Those are some of the things that hold people captivated. Some people come to church believing that this poverty of mine, it will be wiped away when I go to church. Poverty is not going away because of coming to church. Your poverty will not be wiped away by coming to church. You might come to church and shout and remain poor. But I can give you a promise that if you can hear this voice which is speaking softly to you, that it's me who died for you on Calvary. My purpose for the cross is so that you don't live this kind of life, so that you don't continue living in sin. If you can hear that voice, that's the voice that can change everything. If you can hear that voice, it doesn't matter whatever condition you are in, something will give you peace.
Amen.
You can say like David,
the Lord is my shepherd.
Akati Jehovah ndiye mfudzi wangu.
I shall not want.
Handina chandinoshaya.
Though I walk through the path,
kunyangwe ndikafamba,
of the valley of death,
ndiri mumupata womvuri worufu,
I fear no evil.
Handina chakaipa
chandinoshaya.
Why?
Because David had come to that place.
Nekuti David anga asvika
panzvimbo. Where he had heard that voice.
Yekuti anga anzwa inzwi.
Speak on the inside of himself.
Richitaura mukati memoyo wake.
And he recognized.
Akacherechedza.
That it is God.
Kuti ndimwari.
And God does not lie.
Uye mwari havanyepi.
He will never leave you.
Havakusiye iwe.
Neither forsake you.
Kana kukurasa.
Amen. Whatever the condition.
Chingava chinano chipi.
Amen. But if he's not there,
asikana mwari
asipo, if you only listen to shouting,
ukaterera kudaidzira,
amen. And when you go out,
iwe wobuda muno,
you find all your clothes have been stolen at home.
Wosvika kumbaona hembe dzose dzawasiya
dzabiwa. You start asking yourself,
unotanga kuzvibvunza,
but where was God?
Kuti hino mwari wacho anga aripi? Koingana ndaida kuchurch one.
Amen. Amen. But if God is in you,
asikana mwari vanga vari mauri,
you raise your hand.
And you
say, I know that all things, they work together for the good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You might say, ah, Brother Lazarus, you are speaking of things because it has never happened to you. Yes, I can tell you, brothers. The old brothers who are here, they know. One day when we were coming from church, we went back home. We found everything was stolen.
Everything.
Amen. So what do you do?
zvinounoita sei.
The next time I'm not going to church.
Mumboti azvo zvadaroka. Hapana chikonzero chekuindira kuchurch.
Zvakabiwa takarara kana kuti
if the clothes had been stolen when I was asleep, I would have said maybe I overslept.
We had
come to church, brothers.
And
going home, and then we found nothing. Everything had been stolen.
But the anchor holds.
Amen.
Because you know that all things they work together for the good. Amen. To them that love the Lord. Amen. Because you have started with him. He is the one who is leading.
Do you think that God is not wise? That he can allow you to pass through what you're passing through. Without knowing. Without a reason.
Amen. 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 Ask
but if God is in you, if you listened and heard him speak, and you knew that it was God speaking, that there is nothing that will shake
you.
What we forget is that if when we are Christians, we forget we are in the midst of a war. We want to have a picnic and take it easy. And forget that it's warfare. And the war is not coming to an end.
Right in your
flesh. As long as you're in this flesh, the war is not coming to an end. But the war is not yours. That's the beauty of the whole story. That's the beauty of the whole story. That you need to realize that the one in you is Christ. Then you know that there was a war.
Amen.
From the beginning. Between God
and Satan
and the devil.
Amen. Amen.
When you have God in you,
you have transferred the war.
Watos turira hondo kuti haisiri yangu
to come into you.
Kuti iuye kwauri.
That's why the prophet preached a message.
Ndosaka muprofita akaparidza mharidzo.
The greatest battle ever fought.
Hondo huru yakamborwiwa.
You think he was just preaching a message?
Unoti vaingoparidza mharidzo.
He was making you to recognize.
Vaiita kuti ucherechedze.
That this battle.
Kuti hondo iyi.
Between evil and bad.
Pakati pechakaipa nechakanaka.
When you accept God.
Paunogamuchira
Mwari. When you identify yourself with the cross. When you have identified yourself with the cross, you have identified yourself with the war. The war becomes in you. You are now in a battle. But you don't. People, they don't want the battle. Amen. They think they have to sleep. They have to stay back. Amen. Do you want to be muhondo yacho?
You are right in the war. So the war comes to you in different ways.
Amen.
When it was in Job.
Amen.
Because Job was representing God.
The war was transferred into Job.
What does the devil do?
What does the devil do?
He
takes his children. He takes his wealth. He takes his health. Amen. Because the devil is trying to fight God. The devil is fighting God. But God is in Job. Amen. So it's Job who has to suffer. The consequences of the war. But the battle is already won. What you have to just do is to hold on. Keep on identifying with him who is able. But if you try and make the war yours, you never win it. Amen. And that's what the devil wants you to do. Think you can make it on your own. And just like Eve in the Garden of Eden. God had given them his word. And his God's word is God himself. But Eve thought she could stand on her own without the word of God. That's why, brother, sister, each and everything you do, make sure it's aligned with the word. Because it's the only word which can keep you.
We can
fight the battles for you.
You
cannot fight the battle with your own thoughts.
That's
why the Bible says, cast down all reasoning and every thought which exalts itself above the word of God. You just have to take the word. What does the word say? Stand by that word. See that word. Being made manifest in your own life. That's why, brother, sister, each and every day when we come, we are looking forward to see God in our life, this life that we live. It's not ours, but it's Christ who is living in us. It's God himself manifesting himself. That's why, brother, sister, if you have started up with him,
he
is able to make you live a life above sin.
There's
no excuse for you to live in sin. That's why Paul says, I'm no longer indebted to the flesh, because Christ died on the cross. Amen.
You don't have an excuse or a reason for you to come confessing defeat. Why do you accept defeat? If you're accepting defeat, it's because you haven't identified yourself with Christ. Because if you identify yourself with Christ, knowing what it means, knowing what
Calvary means victory for you. Calvary means a holy life for you.
Calvary inoreva upenyu tsvene kwauri.
Because it was a transfer of the life of God.
Kutambidzwa upenyu hwaMwari.
We stand today. Here we stand today, a manifestation of God's life
in this end time.
Amen. I don't know if you don't believe it that way. I believe it that way. Because the prophet has spoken about it. Amen. In the message of seed of discrepancy, he says if the good seed are the children of God, then it means the children of God are the seed of God, which is being made manifest in the age they are living in.
Which
means you and me, we are the word of God. Nothing less. Amen.
Others know me as Lazarus
Ngwarat.
But I don't know myself in that manner.
A long time ago, I assumed another identity. An identity of the word. Amen. Those who know me by the old life, that's why they cannot find me. Amen. Amen. They cannot find me in the places where they used to see me. They don't know that the man they used to know is no longer there. He has changed name. That's why the devil can never come after you. You know, when you commit a crime, amen, under a certain name, amen, and they open charges against you. Somewhere along the line, you change names. There's no way they can get a hold of you because you have changed identity. Amen. Amen. We changed identity. We are identified with Christ. We are no longer anywhere to be identified with the devil. Amen. The devil might want. He wants to remind you through this flesh. Amen. That's why Paul says, whenever I want to do good, evil is present. But he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ. He had made me to be a victor above all the things of the world. Brother, sister, when you make that confession, I want to encourage you this morning, as you go along, get your new identity. Identify yourself with the word. No matter what happens, tell the devil, I am a child of God. If you make a mistake, the devil wants to tell you,
Satan anakubudza kuti wewe
you are not a child of God.
Hausi mwana waMwari iwe.
Tell him I am a child of God.
Zvakadaro mudzo ndiri mwana waMwari.
Tell him.
Mudze.
Amen. A righteous man.
Munhu akarurama.
For 7 times.
Anogona kudonha kanomwe.
Amen. But he will rise up once
asi
again.
Asi unomuka zvakare.
Amen. Tell him.
Mudze.
Amen. I am a child of God.
Kuti ndiri mwana waMwari.
Amen. God himself.
Mwari pachake.
He's coming this hour.
Akauya munguva ino.
Bring a revival in me.
Kuunza rumutsiro
mandiri. A revival of what?
Rumutsiro
rwei. God's life.
Rumutsiro rwupenyu hwaMwari.
Amen. When we talk of a revival.
Padotaura nezverumutsiriro.
Amen. We are talking of God's life.
Tirikutaura pamusoro peupenyu hwaMwari.
Being made manifest.
Huchisvika pakuratidzwa.
In his children.
Muvana vake.
When we talk of a revival.
Padotaura nezverumutsiriro.
We are not talking of bringing in many members.
Hatitaura nezvekuunza vanhu vakawanda.
We are talking about God.
Tirikutaura pamusoro paMwari.
Bringing to manifestation.
Achisvika pakuratidzwa.
Of who he is.
Kuzviratidza kuti ndiani.
In his own children.
Mukati mevana vake.
That's why brother sister.
Ndochikodzera
mandati. We are such a privileged people.
Tiri vanhu vane mukana wakanaka.
Stand here this morning.
Kumira pano mangwana nani.
Amen. As overcomers.
Sevakundi.
Because he has overcome.
Nekuti iye ndiye akati kundira.
My brother sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
What voice are you hearing?
Uri kunzwa inzwi ripi
wewe? What voice have you heard?
Uri kunzwa inzwi ripi?
Are you here?
Uri pano here?
Because it's a popular church.
Nekuti kereke nemukurupira.
Are you here?
Uri pano here?
Amen. Because there's a lot of people.
Nekuti pano vanhu vakawanda.
But you wake up one of the days.
Unogona kumuka mumwe musi?
There will be only two people here.
Uona pasara vanhu vaviri pano.
Amen. What are you going to do?
Uchazodi.
Are you also going to go back? But you have, if you have known him, you still stand on. You wake up, brother, sister, when everyone else here is doing something else, which is totally different from him. What are you going to do? Are you going to go with the trend?
That's
why, brother, sister, you as an individual, you need to have that revelation. You need to have that anointing of the Holy Ghost in your own life. That despite what Brother Lazarus is going to do,
Brother Lazarus,
it doesn't matter. He stood there and he preached.
Kuti vakambomira vakaparidza.
And we shouted.
Ivo vakadaidzira.
We were thrilled.
Tikanakirwa.
But now.
Asi zvino.
What is this we are hearing?
Ko zvino takunzwei.
What is he going to do to you?
Zvino zvoitei kwauri.
Amen. We speak, brother, sister.
Tinotaura hama.
Of the things.
Pakutaura pezvinhu.
We have gone through.
Zvinhu zvatakapinda mazviri.
Amen. So we are warning you.
Tiri kukupa yambiro.
Amen. Just like Paul,
Sa Paulo,
when he was speaking to the Corinthians.
Kuva Korinde.
Amen. He said, do not be memorers as they murmured, and they were destroyed of the destroyer. So we are also telling you, brother, it's not only the shouting, it's not only the running. Amen. Because we have seen it. We have gone through the running. We have gone through the shouting. We have gone through the making noise. But brother, sister, there we were. There is no life of Christ. God is not there. But we had shouted. We had sang the choruses. We had sang the popular songs. But God was not there. Then what do you do at that juncture? If you have not known Christ as an individual, when that time comes, you go back into the world like the others went back into the world. But here we stand. Because why? At that beginning, we started up with it. We heard that voice. Amen. Whatever happens, we knew. Whatever happens, you know, it's only the manifestation of the promise of what God, of the prophecy in the Bible. That's why I give you encouragement, brother. Don't be discouraged. That's you have heard. That brother so-and-so is no longer in the message. Brother so-and-so is now speaking about this. Amen. Let it not be disturb you. But you yourself, make sure, like Paul says, make sure your election and calling, make sure you are here, because there is a voice, there is something, which as an individual, don't be here, because the crowd is here. Don't be here, because your dad is here. Amen. Amen. You are better off not being here. Amen. If you are just following daddy. If you are just following mama. Amen. Amen. Be here. Because God has spoken to you. You are only here. Because there's something which is propelling you to go from the inside, not from the outside. Amen. When the season is overcast, amen, there's still a smile on your face. Amen. Because there's something in you which can never be darkened by the circumstances. There's something in you which tells you, amen, there's something which is there waiting for me. He has given promise. I'll go. I'll come. Amen. And receive you. And you'll be with me. You are waiting upon him who has spoken to you as an individual. Be here, brother, sister. Because God has spoken to you. Be here, brother, sister. Because you have heard. You have heard him speak. Amen. And you have listened. Amen. And truly, you are here because you have responded. Amen. To the voice of the Almighty God. And that voice is going to ring in your heart from earth to eternity. Amen. Because that voice, amen, which will ring in you to bring the resurrection. It is that voice which will ring in you to bring the rapture. Amen. Because the voice at the beginning is the voice at the end. If you never heard it at the beginning, you never hear it at the end. Because the same voice which brings you here is the same voice which will take you up. So you have to make sure you have heard him. He has spoken to your heart. You should make sure, brother, you are not only here because of the shouting. You are not here because we are getting excited. You are not only here because there's things which tickle the flesh. Amen. Be here, brother, sister. Because God himself, he has spoken to you. Oh, brother, sister, I can give you assurance that ever since I've heard that voice, when he spoke to my heart, whatever thing I have gone through, I've always found consolation. I've always found rest. Amen. Knowing that God, he is God. He does not lie. I believe it's so to you, brother, sister. I believe that's your heart's desire. And that he will speak to you. You hear him calling. You hear him whispering into your heart. And he makes you to stand. And he says, child, I only went to the cross at Calvary just for you. Amen. It might not be for everyone else. Just for you. Make it an individual matter. Amen. Let others shout. Let others ululate. But brother, sister, what I encourage you is always give him time. Give him time so that you can listen to that voice. The prophet says, amen, never let the washing disturb you. Don't let your work disturb you. He says, after the children have gone to school, just find that secret place. Just find that place. Maybe somewhere out in the woods where you can stand there praying. And you are waiting for him to speak to you. Amen. But brother, sister, many times we don't want to wait for him to speak. Amen. We are just excited. If we have shouted at church, if we have done this and that, but for him to say, have you heard him speak? What did he say to you? What has he whispered to you? What confidence do you have? Amen. That if you find the whole church not here,
could
you
taught?
What are you going to do? Amen. If all the preachers go back, what are you going to do? Amen. Have you heard that voice?
wakarinzwa here inzwi iroro,
which will make you to stand,
rinokuita kuti urambe wakamira,
even if the pastor is not there,
kunyangwe pastor vasipo.
That's why, brother, sister,
ndosaka manzvadzi,
many a man,
vazhinji,
many are people,
vazhinji vanhu,
they haven't heard that voice,
vasati varinzwa.
That's why they want,
ndosaka vachida
someone to be after them,
kuti vave nemunhu anovafudza.
Amen. But if you have heard that voice,
asi kana wakarinzwa,
brother, sister,
hamanzvadzi,
you don't need to the pastor,
hazvitoredzere kuti pastor,
you don't need the deacon,
hazvitoredzere kuti madikoni,
to sit with you,
vagare newe,
and tell you,
vagokuudza,
that you have to love your wife,
kuti ida mukadzi wako,
that you have to treat your wife,
kuti bata mukadzi wako zvakanaka,
that you don't have to fight your wife,
kuti usarova mukadzi,
you don't need the deacon,
hazvidi mudikoni,
you don't need the pastor,
hazvidi pastor,
it only needs Christ,
zvinoda Kristu,
it only needs God,
zvinoda Mwari.
When God is in you,
kana Mwari ari mauri,
you will be able,
unokwanisa,
to live,
kurarama,
with your wife,
nomukadzi wako,
peacefully,
muchirarama munogara,
because he,
nekuti iye,
who made them,
akavaita
male and female,
murume nomudzimai,
in the beginning,
pamavambo,
will be in you,
anenge ari mauri,
because you now know,
nekuti wakuziva,
when your wife is standing besides you,
kuti kana mudzimai wako akamira parutivi rwako,
what a perfect
kuti
image,
mufananidzo wakakwana,
of God,
waMwari.
That's what marriage is,
ndozviri muchato newanano.
But when Christ is not in you,
asi kana Kristu asiri mauri,
you just take your marriage lightly,
wanano yako unoirerutsa.
But don't take it lightly,
asi ukairerutsa.
Amen. Because in the beginning,
nekuti pamavambo,
he said, let us make man,
akati ngatisikei munhu,
in our own image,
nemufananidzo wedu.
Amen. And he made them male,
akavasika murume nomudzimai.
Amen. Oh, my. That's what keeps me going.
Ndo zvinondichengeta ndine simba.
That's what makes me never to be angry with my wife.
Ndo zvinoita kuti ndisagupukira mukadzi.
Amen. You become angry with your wife, you are angry to yourself.
Ukatsamwira mukadzi ka, wazvitsamwira iwewe.
Amen. That's why, brother, sister,
ndo saka manzvadzi,
the young people,
vechidiki,
when you come to that time,
kana wasvika panguva iyoyo,
ah, brother, sister, haudi kuti uite masaramus nematricks, are you?
You don't need any magician tricks or anything
like that.
You need God. When God is in you,
amen, he will make sure, he will bring you to that place, where you say, this is bone of my bone,
flesh of my
flesh. Because why? He that is in you, who is God, is recognizing a part of you, the female part,
chikamu chake chiri mudzimai,
in the woman,
iye mudzimai.
That's why the prophet says,
ndosaka muprofita achiti,
the woman,
mudzimai,
is the love part of man,
ndo chikamu chipande cherudo chemurume.
Amen. That's why I think the Bible says,
ndosaka Bible richiti,
man,
varume,
love your wives,
idai madzimai enyu,
because the woman,
nekuti mudzimai
love part of the man,
ndochipande cherudo chomurume.
Amen. That's why, brother, sister,
ndosaka hamanzvadzi,
in this time that we are living in,
munguva ino yatiri kurarama,
in everything that you do,
mune zvose zvaunoita,
Christ has to be there first.
Kristu ngatanga avapo.
You should have heard that voice.
Ivani kuti wanzwa inzwi,
because if that voice does not speak in your heart,
izwi rikarega kutaura mumwoyo mako,
at every turn,
pese
and corner,
pese,
you will be doing the things which are contrary to the way.
Unangochoita zvinhu zvinopikisana nesho.
But if he's in you,
asi kana Kristu ari mauri,
he will be guiding you.
Anenge achikutungamirira.
Some things you do unconsciously,
zvimwe unogona kutozviita usina kuzvifunga.
When you read in the Bible,
ukaverenga Bible,
when you read in the spoken word,
uverenga spoken word,
you'll be able to identify,
unokwanisa kuona
those things that you'll be doing,
zvinhu zvaunenge uchiita
in the word.
Kuti,
although at times you have never read about it in the spoken word,
but
God, because God is in you,
Mauri,
he makes you to act out
kuti
his own word.
Shoko rake.
Amen. Because if he is in you,
Mauri,
his word is in you.
Shoko rake Mauri,
in the beginning,
was
the word.
Ranga
the word was with God.
Shoko
and if that word is in you,
shoko
what does it make you? It makes you God. Amen. Amen. Unless if you want to look down upon yourself.
I don't look down upon
myself.
No
confession young you.
That's my confession. Wherever I am, I am a child of God. Nothing is going to change that, because I heard the voice.
Amen. Because
God spoke. No one can come to me.
Amen.
There is no one who can come to me unless I call them first.
Amen. Amen.
But brother, sister,
James,
Jesus says there's no one who can call Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Unless
by the Spirit of God.
New birth. When we are speaking about the new birth,
we are
not speaking about just saying, I confess Christ as
my
Savior.
New
birth is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
It's
God Himself living in you. That's why in Ezekiel, when God was speaking to the children of
Israel,
He says, I'll bring you from among us the heathen. Amen. I'll give you a new spirit. And a new heart will I give you. And I'll put my spirit in you. The prophet says, many a times,
we
have just gone with the new spirit.
Because
when God calls us, He gives us a new spirit. And He brings us into a new environment. An environment where God Himself can be able to come and dwell in us. He takes us away from all the things that we are in. When He has drawn us. Because when He says, taken you from among us the nations, and then a new heart will I give you. A new spirit will I give you. And I'll put my spirit in you. Amen. He says many people, they just go with the new spirit. They just feel that goodness of being in church. But they will not wait enough for God to put His Spirit in them. When the Holy Ghost comes into you, He becomes the center of your life. He's the one who is commanding your life. He's the one who commands how you speak.
He's
the one who commands how you dress.
He's
the one who commands how you behave yourself. Among us the heathen,
you
don't need any anyone else to follow you. Amen.
If you discover you need someone to follow after you, that's why in the ruling of the world, they are policemen so that they follow after people who do not follow the law. Because they know people find it hard to abide by rule. But God, in God's economy, God says, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. So God will be the one supervising you.
Amen.
God knows your very condition. He knows that you are in this flesh. This flesh, it keeps brushing shoulders with sin. That's why every time he's there. So that nature of yours, you know your nature when someone talks to you. And pay adventure, you manifest that nature of yours. Because you would have lost your temper. And God will be with you. God will convict you that, my friend, the one moving with you, you are the one moving with me. And you can't behave the way you've behaved. Then what do? You go on your knees. And then you confess.
Amen.
That's why God. Well, that's why the Bible says. God said to David.
He was a man. After my
own heart.
I always used to wonder why. Amen. Because David. Had started to walk with God. Whenever he did something wrong, he was very much willing to come to the
altar.
He was very much willing to confess his wrong. Because he was moving with God.
and
you, brother, sister,
you
are moving with God,
there
is no way you can hide yourself. Amen. Because
David,
if you read in the Psalms, he wrote one time, he says, Lord, even if I go underneath the sea, you will be there. Even if I'm covered by darkness, you will be there. Amen. Because he knew the God whom he worshipped. That's why he could not hide anything.
That
he chooses,
because he knew
kuti mwari wandinofamba naye,
this God I walk with,
handigoni kuhanda kwaari.
I cannot hide from him.
Nokuti ndaita rimwe deal, nokuti ndinenge rara.
Because I've pulled a dirty deal.
Ndogona kuti nditsana ndizvipetsana nguru kuti ah, but
you know, you can try to justify yourself after pulling a dirty deal.
David,
David, you, I've got no place to hide. God is there walking with you, and he knows everything. That is against the word. He knows, because you would have passed through it. He enables you to come and confess it. If you want to be one who walks with God, if you want God to be happy with you, be someone who does not hide sin. Be someone who's willing
to come in the open. Amen. Amen. Because David,
when the prophet came to him,
amen, and
the prophet gave him a story of some man, rather poor, who had two sheep. And then there was this man with a lot of sheep. But the man that had a lot of sheep, he had visitors. And he went and took that one sheep from the guy that did not have, and he slaughtered it for his visitor.
David
then said, no way, this man is an evil man, he must die.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, that man is you, King David.
Amen. David anambotsvagatsanangu.
David did not say, explain to me how I am that man. And David also did not try to justify his actions, like, you know, Uriah maybe had died in war. And after all, you know, I'm the king. I can take whoever I want. David never said that. David just said, Lord, help me. And he went to the altar. And the prophet prayed for him. And he walked with God again. That's how it is in our life. If you want to see God in your life, we will not see God. Because suddenly in our midst there is a lot of gifts. Gifts might be there. But your life, gifts might be there, but your life might be living in another environment against the world, such that when God wants to manifest himself, he doesn't care that they are unbelievers. God, unbelief does not hinder God. And God, if those that don't believe who are in sin, don't hinder God. If he wants to manifest himself, even if there are two children of God only here, if God wants to manifest himself, God will do it. Even if the majority is people who don't believe, because God, he respects his word. That's why for you, brother, sister, if you want to see God, you must receive the rebuke of the word, so that your life might be clean before the Lord. That's why many times,
amen,
people want the benefit.
Amen.
The benefit which is carried by the word of God. But they do not want that their life
must sacrifice.
Might be the sacrifice.
They don't want to sacrifice. Paul says,
Paul anoti,
be a living sacrifice. Holy.
Chichene,
acceptable unto God. Amen.
for you to be a sacrifice,
kuti uve chipirisiro,
you have to be in a sacrifice.
Chipirisiro,
had to be in a certain condition.
Chaifanirwa kuva chiri mune chimwe chinani.
Had to be a certain type of an animal.
Chaifanirwa kuva chiri mhuka yerumwe rudzi.
A sacrifice.
Chipirisiro.
Kana tichiti vanhu havadi kuve sacrifice.
When we say people do not want to be sacrificed.
Vanhu havadi kusacrifisa nguva yavo.
People don't want to sacrifice their time.
Vanamati.
So that they can pray.
Havadi kusacrifisa nguva yavo.
They don't want to sacrifice their time.
Yekunge vari pa Facebook nepa WhatsApp.
They don't want to sacrifice Facebook.
Kuti
vanamati. Don't want to sacrifice WhatsApp so that they can get time to pray. Vanzwe
Mwari achitaura kwavari.
So that they can hear God talking to them.
Havadi kudaro.
People don't want to do that.
Asi vanoda kuuya kuchurch.
But they want to come to church.
Paridza kana akuparidza.
And when the preacher is preaching,
what you receive.
Then when they say,
what I receive.
When the preacher says receive,
how
what
can you receive?
You know, kamuchira.
When you yourself.
You know, kamuchira,
you don't
say,
have time for God.
You also nanguwa ya Mwari.
Amen. You have to have time for that God. For him to come into your life. Otherwise, brother, sister. You might receive. You might receive.
Unogona kugamuchira.
But those things.
Asi zvino izvozvo.
For your own condemnation.
Unozvigamuchira kuti ugotukwa.
Amen. Because the Bible says,
nekuti Bible rinoti,
the God knows
Mwari vanoziva
how to keep the unrighteous,
kuti vochengeta sei vasina kururama,
for the day of judgment,
kungovachengetera zuva rokutongwa.
Amen. 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 Saka nehamanzvadzi,
so brother, sister,
tongai ndimi.
Judge yourself.
I'm
speaking to each man individually. That where you sit, even me,
amen.
Which voice are we listening to?
Amen.
Are we hearing the speaking of the Lord in our lives? Or the if you are saying it's the Lord speaking, your life, is your life matching the word? Because that's what you must do. After this service, and the songs have been sung, shouting has gone forth.
Amen.
And we have finished the running around.
Amen.
Give yourself time. And ask yourself, has God spoken in your life? What was God saying to me? What does it mean to me to go to church?
Does it mean just shouting? Does it mean just the excitement? What am I really coming here for? Amen. Why are you here? What are you coming here for? Amen. Brother, sister, the greatest thing and the greatest desire we have for you and me is for Christ to be seen in our life. It's for us to be able to be identified with the one who has died for us.
That's the biggest thing, huh? So that we go on and ask ourselves. Ask ourselves every day. Let that be a question you pose to yourself. What is speaking to me?
Amen.
And what is it saying? If I heard the voice in the last days,
what is this voice saying? The voice of God in the last days. God has spoken. He has spoken through this spoken word. There's been a prophet. Remember what I was saying in the beginning of the service. He has given some. Pastors has given some prophets for the perfecting of the church. In this hour that we are living in, God has given us a prophet according to his word, vindicated by God himself. Not some of these prophets we hear today. Amen. 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 They have got their place in the Bible. Amen. Brother Branham, it is placed in the Bible. The prophets which are rising up and filled the whole world, they've got their place in the
Bible.
We identify them in the Bible. Amen. Amen. And we are not worried.
We are tenetsikani.
But we are only worried, brother, sister, that we have heard God speaking in this hour. What was God calling us? Amen.
Two.
Amen. Because the prophet did not just come, but we could just have the spoken word book. There was somewhere
where he was pointing you and me to. Until we come to that place, amen, we will never be, we will have missed the mark. Remember that time, amen, when that brother who saw a dream, he was walking together with Brother Branham, amen, and he says, as they were walking, they came to a place where Brother Branham says, I cannot go on with you now, have to go on. He says, there is a man up there, amen, he is going to show you the way to go. Amen. The prophet has been pointing us to Jesus Christ. The same. Yesterday.
Zuro.
Today.
Nasi.
And forever. Amen. And we have seen him.
Tamuona.
In yesterday.
Nezuro.
In the life of the prophet.
Takamuona mupenyo
mprofita. But it does not end in yesterday. He has to be in today. That's where he was pointing us to. And if we don't come to that place, where Jesus Christ is alive in your own life, we have missed the mark. If we have only come to the place where we shout, where we sing, where we ululate, we have missed the mark. But the place which the prophet and the message of this hour, each time when you listen to the message, each time when you put that tape on, each time when you open the book, know this one thing, brother, sister, that the prophet is pointing you to Jesus Christ, because he was, amen, feathering
The ministry Shumiro
of Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
for Christ to be formed in you, that
Mauri,
he might be seen in you,
Mauri,
that you can live
Kudugorarama,
a life above sin.
Each
time, brother, sister, when the pastor stands here,
pastor,
he's only standing here
Varipano,
to point you to Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ.
The same. Yesterday,
Zuro,
today,
nanasi,
and forever. Each time,
Guayese,
amen, any gift rises up in
Kala
the
church.
The only thing,
chete,
amen, but many times,
Kajinji,
we look at the gift
chipo,
and we don't see the gift. Amen. Many times,
Kajinji,
we have admired how this preachers
preach,
and
say,
we have failed to recognize where God is pointing us to. Brother, sister, each and every day, that's my encouragement. Amen. That's my cry this morning. Let it be in your heart that the greatest desire you have is for God to be manifest in your life. Don't look to someone else. If he is not seen in Brother Lazarus, that's Brother Lazarus' problem. But let it be seen in you, because he is the one who has called you. Me, that's my desire. And I pray each and every day I see him in whatever I do. I know he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Amen. I can speak like David. I've been young, and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous of God being forsaken or begging for bread, because I hear a testimony, amen, of the testimony of my life is what God the testimony of my life, amen, is what God has died for on the cross at Calvary. Amen. 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 Because he is Jehovah Jireh. I'm here. He has provided for me.
Amen.
He is the Lord that healeth all my diseases. I'm here. Amen. Amen. He has healed me. Amen. He is the one. Amen. Who can take any man from any situation? I'm here. God has done it for me. He can do it for you. Whatever you have need, God can provide. If you are sick in your body, God can heal. Whatever condition, He is more than able to do it, because He is God the
akuitira nekuti ndimwari.
He can do it.
Anogona kuzviita.
If he can't do it, then he is not God.
Nokudaro hasi mwari.
If he can't do it,
kana akagona kuzviita.
That is not true to the promise of God.
Nokudaro haana kutendeka pavimbiso yeshoko rake. Asi mwari akatendeka pavimbiso yeshoko rake.
Stand with that word.
Anomira neshoko iro.
God will come on the scene.
Mwari vanouya.
And vindicates himself.
Vozviratidza.
If you are only willing.
Kana uyo uchida.
To stand by his word.
Kuti umire neshoko ravo.
Because it's difficult.
Nekuti zvakamira. Zvakaoma.
To stand with his word.
Kuti umire neshoko.
When the chips are down.
Kana waomerwa wasvika pakuomerwa iwewe.
If he is in you.
Asi kana ari mauri.
Amen. There's something which will be ringing in you.
Chiripo chinoramba chitaura.
That God is not slack.
Kuti Mwari hanonoke.
He is not slack.
Hanonoke.
Concerning his promises.
Palimbiso dzake.
Whatever he has said.
Chese chakataura.
That he will do.
Icho chachaita.
Amen. Though I might be sick.
Kunyangwe ndiri kurwara.
Amen. He says I'm the one who healed all thy diseases.
Iye akatotaura kuti ndiye anopodza zvirwere zvese.
Even if I die.
Kunyangwe ndikafa.
Amen. 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 Even if I die.
Kunyangwe ndikafa.
Amen. But he.
Asi iye.
That spoke to me on the, at the beginning.
Akataura kwandiri pakutanga.
He that whom I have listened to.
Iye wandakateerera.
He said.
Anoti.
I am the resurrection.
Ndini rimuko.
And life.
Neupenyu.
Amen. Even if I don't rise from
kunyangwe
my sickness.
Kumuka kubva pauhwere
uyu. And I go into the grave.
Ndopinda muguva.
I will be listening.
Ndireke ndakateerera.
For that voice.
Ndakamirira izvi.
Of the mighty angel.
Remutumwa mukuru.
Amen. When he shall cry.
Pachachema nekudaidzira.
I will come out from the ground.
Ndichamuka kubva kuvafa.
He is faithful.
Nekuda akatendeka.
To the promise of his word.
Kuvimbiso dzeshoko rake.
Oh brother, sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
That's my wish this morning.
Ndoshoko yangu mangwana nano.
That we could all stand.
Kuti eite sagona kumira.
And know him.
Tamuziva.
In the power.
Musimba
of his resurrection. That power.
Simba iroro.
Which changes your life.
Rinosandura upenyu
hwako. That power.
Simba.
Which will make you never to be the same again.
Rinokuita kuti usave uri zvaunga uri.
Amen. I am here, brother, sister.
Ndiri pano hama.
Not what I used to be.
Ndiri kwete zvandanga ndiri
kare. But I am longing.
Ndiri kusvuvira.
Amen. To come into that place.
Kundisvika pachero.
Where I'll be.
Chekuti ndinenge ndiri.
Like as he is.
Ndakafanana naye.
Amen. Where I'll be.
Pekuti
like he is.
Ndinenge ndakafanana naye.
There's no more heartaches in me.
Ndisina marwadzo
emoyo. There'll be no more pain in my body.
Pasina marwadzo mumutumbi.
Amen. Because I'll be transformed.
Ndinenge ndavandudzwa
into that eternity.
Kupinda muzienda nakuenda.
I'm hoping for that. I'm all looking for that moment.
Ndiri kutarisira nguva iyoyo.
When this flesh.
Yekuti nyama inoyi.
Will be swallowed.
Inomedzwa
into eternity.
Munezina
nakuenda. That place.
Ndasvika panzvimbo.
Where God is.
Yekuti Mwari ndopane
ndivari. Because he is living in me.
Nekuti ari kurarama mandiri.
Each and every day.
Kuzuva regarega.
I've got a testimony.
Ndine chapupu.
That he is God.
Kuti ndimwari.
In my life.
Muupenyu hwangu.
Not a testimony.
Kwere chapupu.
That he is God.
Chekuti ndimwari.
Amen. He was God in the life of Abraham.
Kana kuti ndimwari muupenyu waBrother Branham.
Amen. But today,
as in us,
I've got a testimony
chapup,
that he is God
chekuti ndimwari,
in my life.
Mupenyu wangu.
I've got a testimony
chapup,
that he lives
chekuti ari kurarama,
with me.
Neni,
he walks with me.
Anofamba neni,
because each and every day,
nekuti zuva regarega,
I see things in my life
ndinoona zviri mupenyu wangu,
which I cannot give an explanation.
Zvandisingagone kutsanangura.
I cannot give an explanation.
Handigone kutsanangura.
The only thing which I know,
chandongoziya,
that God was there.
Ndechekuti Mwari anga aripo,
with me.
Aineni.
If you could sit with me. I'll tell you many things.
Ukagara neni ndokuudza zvinhu zvakawanda.
Which I see God.
Zvandoona Mwari.
Which I've been seeing God.
Zvandanga ndichiona Mwari.
Maybe to you it might be very little.
Kwauri chingava chinhu chidiki.
Because maybe you have never met up.
Nekuti kuda usati wambosangana naye.
But if you have met up with him.
Asi kana wakasangana naye.
No matter how little.
Chingava chidiki sei.
That thing is.
Chinhu ichocho.
Amen. You'll be seeing God.
Unenge uchiona Mwari.
He is with me.
Kuti Mwari anewe.
Amen. Even if a bicycle misses you.
Kunyange ukapotswa nebhasikoro.
As you are all going along the road.
Uchizvifambira.
You know that God.
Unoziva kuti Mwari.
Is with me.
Vadeni.
You not think I know I reacted very quickly.
Hauti ndakasira kumuona. Kwete.
It's God.
Ndimwari.
Who is with you.
Anewe.
Because he watches over you.
Nekuti ari kukuchengeta.
Oh brother, sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
Isn't it not good?
Hazvina kutinakira
here. You know that this God.
Kuti Mwari uyu.
He knows.
Anoziya.
He goes with us.
Uya anofamba nesu.
He never leaves us.
Haatisiye.
But brother, sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
Let it be your desire.
Ngaive shuwo yako.
Amen. That you listen to that voice.
Kuti uteerere inzwi iroro.
Make sure.
Iva nechokwadi.
You have heard him speak in
your heart. Kuti wachitaura mumwe
mako. Make sure each and every day as you go.
Kuti zuva rese paunofamba.
Not the voice of Brother Ngwarati.
Harisi zvizwi raBrother Ngwarati.
You have heard.
Rawanzwa.
And maybe you like how I speak.
Kana kuti wafarira zvandinotaura ndichiita.
Let it be God.
Ngaive Mwari.
Who has
whispered into your heart and you will be able to go on. Because it is Him who calls. It is Him who is able to give you the ability to continue on. Because the church will not be able to give
you.
Amen. That's why many people, they don't even listen to the pastor. They shall just say, because it's the church. So the church will not be able to help you.
There's a church. Church I going to
go. Only God
Marichet
will be able to make you go on. And make sure
you
have started up with it.
If
you have not come to that place, just say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Speak to my heart. Make sure I'll be able to hear thy voice. Maybe I was just coming to church. Amen. To just listen to what they say at church. But I've never heard that voice. I've never responded. Your call in my life. But let it be this day, brother, sister. Let it be this day. That you say,
Raunoti,
Lord,
Ishe,
I want to hearken to your
voice.
I want you to lead me
where
you want me to be. Where you wanted me to be. That, with the message you have given us.
Amen.
I know. It was supposed to lead us
to
come into that place where we are one with thee. Lord, that's my heart's desire. Let it be your desire each and every day. Let God lead you. Let him be the one who goes before you. Let no man go before you. Amen. Because if a man goes before you, tomorrow he will tell you, God said this, and yet maybe it's not God. Amen. Because if God is not in you, if someone just stands up here and say, God has said this, and there's nothing in you, you follow it. Amen.
That's how scary issues of the faith are.
Amen. Not iwewe kana usina Mwari.
Because when you don't have God in you, when
you
did not start with God in your life, everything else, that whoever else might say, saying God said, you will follow it.
Amen. That's why
the Bible said there will be many deceivers in the last days.
Amen.
And many will follow their own ways.
They will follow their pernicious ways.
They will follow their own pernicious ways.
Amen. And he says, those people, they will make merchandise of you. Amen. Amen.
But people will hold the Bibles. That God wrote and forewarning his children. But people will still go to the same place holding the Bible. People, the Bible is warning you that people are going to make merchandise out of you. But you're holding on to the Bible. But people are really making themselves rich out of people. And it's against the word of God. What is the reason? He says, my children, they perish because of the lack of knowledge.
Amen.
But knowledge comes from the Lord. That's why I'm saying, brother, sister,
make sure.
Let us be certain that God is in your life. You need to wrestle with the Lord.
Amen.
In your own place, get time so that you wrestle with the Lord the way Jacob did it.
Amen.
Until his name was changed from and he was called a prince with God.
Amen.
Because he had found a place that he had wrestled with the Lord so that he can be rested, anchored on something that would have happened in his life. If you haven't gotten to that place,
whatever comes,
you
will accept it.
Amen.
That's why you need to start with the Lord. If per adventure I stand, and Bram Gwarat is now saying something else, which is against the word of the Lord. Something in you will tell you no ways. This is not it. The word of God never said that. Branham never said what you say.
Amen.
But if you did not start with the Lord, if it's been polished well and it's been supported supposedly by courts, and the courts have been read, and we give you a bit of history to it, and we do it nicely like that, then we tell you this is exactly what the prophet meant. If you have no God in you,
amen,
you say, ah, no, I see. But if God is in you, and you started with the Lord, God in you will tell you no. That's not it.
Amen.
The prophet said, when he spoke in the churches,
he
says, false prophets rose up, but the faithful,
they stood against them.
The saints stood against them.
Paul never said this. Amen. It was never said like that. But
Paul had written it already and forewarned the church that many will rise. Wolves dressed in sheepskin, and they will lead many into perversion. It was there in the Bible.
Paul
had said it. But when it happened, because others had not started with the Lord, others did not know Christ in the power of resurrection, they were wiped away by this
thing.
So our brothers and sisters, that's the first thing in your life. Before you read the spoken word, before you start trying to understand the spoken word in your own thoughts, go on your
knees.
Give God time so that he can speak to you and hear him speak. If you hear God speak, when you go to the spoken word,
you'll be able to pick those things which are in between the lines, because there's things the prophet was speaking about as he was going in his messages. But there's things which are in between the lines. There's things which transform you. There's things which make you to cope up with whatever the devil is bringing up in this hour. Amen. But if it only be a knowledge of the book,
the spoken word,
without the Spirit of God in you, oh, brother, sister, you surely be taken away by the things of God.
Because that's the greatest thing that happens. People just read the spoken word. But in the beginning,
amen,
they never started off that this Christ that they are testifying about, did they really know him personally?
Amen.
In their life? If you know him personally,
brother, sister,
that's the thing that will make you feel for a man who's in sin. It will make you feel for somebody who maybe had backslidden and is now back. You do not look down upon a man who had backslidden and is back. When he's back,
you have got this testimony.
You
know that God's word is true. Righteous man might fall 7 times, but you rise up once again. And you know you have a testimony. Amen. That at the scent of water,
amen,
that life will spring up once again. Then you have a testimony that God, whatever he has saved, he can never lose it.
A brother who might have gone back and he has come back is a testimony that God can never fail. That God is not an Indian giver. Amen. God doesn't run his business haphazardly. He cannot save me today and lose me 5 years from now. Amen. But when something happens in my life, because God is faithful, He is able to bring me back. Because He had a purpose for that thing to happen. Because all things, they work together for the good. Amen. Amen. Brother, that's how I believe it. That's how I take it. And that's what keeps me going on. Because I know God does not fail. I know God is more than able to, and faithful to that which I've committed unto. I've committed in my life into His hand. I know he is able to bring me to that expected
place
which he saw me before the foundations of the world. Amen. It's not me to try. I don't try.
I will not even try.
And you try with I'm Christ.
I will not try to be a Christian.
No, Christ.
Because I've been made a Christian.
Na Christ here.
By Christ.
You know, and you try.
I will not try.
And you try kurarama upenyo
I will not try to live a Christian life.
Upenyo wa Christ. Christ ari kurarama
because the Christian life is being lived by
and
Christ in me. It's not me who lives.
Christ anorarama
it's Christ living in me.
Amen.
That's why, brother, sister.
There's no need for you to try.
The only thing, if you have been trying,
the only thing you need to do now is to come.
We
identify yourself with the cross of
Calvary.
And when you rise up after that, you know
it's not you living.
Amen. Christ
but Christ living in
Christ
you. Christ leading you. And He's leading you all the way. God bless you.
Amen.